Hey, this is John Newell, JOHNNEWELL, 102877 to 26N24. Mr. Newell is a 46-year-old gentleman, comes in today for gout in the right shoulder. This 46-year-old gentleman is no stranger to gout. He's on colchicine and indomethacin at home. He's on allopurinol, 300 milligram once a day. With the medication, he's had a great response to gout. Hasn't had an episode for over a year, but because of Super Bowl, he consumed cheese, wine, and other alcoholic beverages that he thinks may have brought the symptoms, period. The symptoms are definitely bearable, but his doctor told him that he couldn't see him today, but for him to come get an injection of steroids because it's not completely resolved, period. The paragraph, he knows to take the indomethacin with food, and he knows that it's a high risk of developing ulcer and gastritis, period. Allergy, none. Medication, colchicine, 0.6 twice a day. He knows about nausea and vomiting. Indomethacin, 75 BID. Allopurinol, 300 milligram once a day. Family history, heart disease, no colon cancer, hypertension, some diabetes in grandparents. Social, he does drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't use drugs. COVID immunization, and up to date. Surgery, vasectomy. Medical problems, gouty arthritis. Review of system. He's gained weight. He gained about 30 pounds over the past year. He's had some leg pain and arm pain. He's concerned about gout affecting his kidneys. He was told at one time that it could affect his kidney. He also wants an EKG because there's a family history of heart disease. He's concerned about that. He's scheduled to see a cardiologist later for a stress test, but that's not coming up till April or so, period. He's had minimal BPH symptoms. Also, he had a family history of stroke. He's concerned about his carotid. He has had fatty liver because of alcohol use, period. In the paragraph, he works for the air traffic controller. He's an air traffic controller by trade, and he also has a flight school and two airplanes here in Cleveland that he teaches folks how to fly, period. COVID immunization is up to date, I said. 245 pounds. Uh, 99%, 98, 16, 90, 133 over 85. Heart puzzles, home puzzles, 2, lungs, fear, ronchi, abdomen soft, neck, rigidity, skin shows, no rash, run, closer with analysis. There's decreased range of motion, right shoulder. There's minimal redness, there's minimal heat. Assessment, gouty arthritis. Number 2, check uric acid. Next one was check testosterone, hemoglobin A1C, thyroid, PSA. Next number, no family history of colon cancer. He's a candidate for Cologuard, but he wants to wait. Next number, with family history of heart disease, we looked at his heart. There was no evidence of RVH. Echocardiogram was basically within normal limits. His EKG was done as a baseline. EKG was within normal limits. He's not having any symptoms of heart attack. Next number, for his gout, we treat him with Toradol 60 and Decadron 8. Next number, continue with indomethacin with food. Next number, continue with colchicine. Next number, added Medrol dose pack. Next number, he's coming back fasting to get his blood work done. Next number, leg pain, arm pain, multifactorial. No PVD was noted. Next number, no DVT was noted. Next number, carotid stenosis is minimal. Next number, BPH is minimal for his age. Next number, thyroid looked good on the ultrasound. Next number, gallbladder was contracted since he just ate, and that's why he couldn't have his blood work. Next number's findings were discussed with him at length before leaving the office, and he will come back to get the blood work done on Monday when he's fasting. Thank you.